Another fantastic boys season for Cozad boys basketball. Coach, wow, as you get ready for the postseason, wow, this has been, you lose some kids last year. I know you brought a lot of kids back, but man, this has been a fun team to coach this year again, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, truly, a special group. And we had a pretty good idea that, what we had coming back, a couple of young kids that, play JV, would, hopefully step up into some of those roles that we lost and, hopefully even be better. And, great senior group and Mason Fales, kind of an unsung hero of, not a lot of people say his name, usually, we're singing the praises of Noah Shoemaker and for all the right reasons, but those two have been just a rock, to help us to get to this point where we're at. And, it's the last game of the regular season. You're winding down and we're continuing to try to get better and add some things to our offensive arsenal as we go. But, to this point, we've accomplished a lot and hopefully we can keep it going here.
Boy, you've had some battles, no question. I know the Ogallala series this year, those two games, they've been ones I'm sure fans and players and coaches will remember for a while, won't they?
Yeah, correct. I mean, they are the that's who everybody looks to in this conference. It has since Andy's come into play, and he does a tremendous job. And our kids, going back to last year is where we kind of finally, kind of found a little bit of formula, but we just had a little bit of success. I know we dropped the first two to them, and then it just became, where I think our kids started to believe, well, we can compete at that level. And a lot of times that's where it has to start in order to give you any kind of chance. And, they're so dynamic. And both those games are really good. The one up at their place, we totally squandered that thing. We led the whole game and never trailed until the last bucket of the game. And so it was really one, after we left that locker room, we had a kid that was a freshman we put in a tough situation. And, he was devastated and felt like he gave the game away. And you could just look in the locker room from that moment on and, how much we cared about where we wanted to go. And, we really, over since that point, found a way to get better in practice, and we've kind of done that since then.
And even the two Holdridge games too. I mean, they got you one, and you got them by 11 in the other. Those two games have been right up there as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, Holdridge is a squad that they really tax you. I mean, they got so many weapons, and you're very similar to Ogallala. I mean, it's the speed that they play, and they came into our place, and kind of caught us. And it's been good contest to get us prepared for, hopefully, a long run here in district play.
What's it look like, Coach, as far as a postseason with the format and everything, for class C1, C2? What's it look like in your gut feeling? What's going to happen?
Well, I mean, sub-districts just came out today, so, we're going to get a host, found a way to win our region and host a first, host a sub-district. So Gibbon is in ours as along with Minden, so, one team that we're kind of familiar with. And then on the other side of the bracket will be Chase County versus Central City, who we've kind of prepared for Central City because we're playing their holiday tournament, never got to play them this year, but we know some of their personnel playing them like two of the last 3 years. And then, obviously Chase County, we played earlier in the year. We know Coach Bartel's great group and the job that he does. So, our focus right now, is to finish up the regular season, and then we'll worry about Friday, preparing for all four of those teams and seeing if we can get ready. And then, it looks like we should put ourselves, if we don't win this up, to get to wild card, but, you never know how points work out, and so our focus will be trying to win the sub-district, give us our best chance of seeding into that district final and hopefully to a state tournament appearance.
And you're looking for more momentum against McCook on Thursday night. Would be a big road win, and obviously you've had a chance to watch the Bison on film a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, Joe and I, since we don't play each other throughout the whole, it seemed like we trade film back and forth, and so even early on in January and December, I've got film from them, and you're not really focusing on them, but you see them on film, and all the things that they can do offensively, and they're just a tough group. I mean, a big big group, a physical group. And so, I mean, we definitely have our hands full with what they bring to the table on Friday night or Thursday night.
Well, it sounds like you lean on your seniors. This senior bunch has been pretty special for you, but it sounds like it's a pretty bright future for a lot of your underclassmen, even after this year.
Yeah, we got a solid junior group, three kids, and Oliver Davis, who, again, he started all last year and really dynamic player. He's probably coaching for 21 years now, and he's probably the best perimeter defender I've ever had. He just has a special ability to lock people down, and so, you know, we'll rely on him to, you know, kind of be that person on the defensive end, but then he's scored over 20 in a couple of games, so he can give you something on the offensive end as well. And then Shaden Hoffmaster, another junior, and Gage Strauss, they're two kids that didn't have a lot of experience coming into the year, but they've been able to produce for us on the offensive end quite a bit. And then you got a sophomore, Kellen Shoemaker, who started all year, who, you know, can shoot from the outside. He's creative, get into the hoop, you know, so he brings a lot of moxie to the court. And then, you know, after that, I know we're pretty untested. We're not real deep and we're not real big, and so we got a lot of development to come up in the future years, and some of our middle school and then freshman kids, but you know, it's something that we'll work at hard when we hit the summer.